For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Our coverage of You Decide 2024 is presented by Big Fish Roofing. They're the roofers you can trust. Big Fish Roofing.
9:40, and in just a week, President Biden and former President Trump face off on the debate stage. CNN Atlanta will host the first of the two debates. Kirsten Garris in our Washington newsroom now. And how are the two preparing a week out?
Well, as you can imagine, Rich, both teams have spent weeks working to fine-tune their message on a variety of issues, from the economy to foreign affairs to the rivals' fitness for office, and both of these men are obviously getting up there in age. Now, in prep sessions that have already started, President Biden has been focused on ways to hold former President Donald Trump accountable on the debate stage. So this would be, you know, taking a look at the broader political strategy that his White House and campaign have been deploying for months, when you hear him comparing him to Trump, especially after that conviction in New York. Now, the Biden-Harris camp sees the debate as really just the starting block, in a sense, because of the chance to kind of show a side-by-side of the candidates and really do a compare and contrast in front of, you know, viewers nationwide. Now, Trump, on the other hand, is aiming to assure his base that he is the steadier one, he is the more effective leader, and he is the one who, despite his legal issues all around him, can still, he has a different approach to politics. Now, to get ready, President Biden has been gathering with trusted aides throughout the week, and also next week at Camp David. That is obviously the mountainside presidential retreat. He's been there for several days with intensive discussion and preparation. When you look at preparations that are expected to continue throughout the next few days, all of this will coincide as they prepare for that more than 90-minute, you know, with mock debates and whatnot. Trump, on the other hand, he has deployed help from some of his top contenders for vice president, as well as some senators, policy experts, and other outside allies. So all eyes are preparing for what happens in Atlanta in just a week as these two men face off for the first time this election season.
And is it just going to be those two, or is there any possibility, slim as it may be, that RFK gets on stage?
Yeah, right now it appears that Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who is now the independent presidential candidate, gaining some steam in the polls and whatnot, but he has fallen short of qualifying for CNN's presidential debate. So leaving now, the last opportunity would be the September ABC debate would be his big chance to try to join Biden and Trump on the stage. Now, at this moment, Kennedy missed the midnight deadline for, again, trying to qualify for CNN. He hasn't hit the threshold that CNN has set for all the candidates, and that threshold is at least 15% in at least four approved national polls. And he has only gotten three so far, so he missed that one. But more critically, Kennedy has fallen short in the network's ballot access criteria, because securing access in enough states to win the 270 electoral votes is also part of the criteria. You know, could this person actually win that number to become president? So we'll see what happens from here. Obviously, RFK has been very vocal about pushing to be on the ballot in more states. That's something he has to also overcome compared to Biden and Trump. He has to fight just to get on the ballot in the first place.
Indeed. WOKV's Kirsten Garris, part of our live team coverage.